Hello everyone, it's time again for Heart to Heart. God is good and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. In life, as we do things right, the right way, God's way, even in the hard times, we do the things of God. We make godly decisions. That's something that attracts the Holy Spirit. And whenever goodness is a good thing, that's in our favor. Jesus once said, whatever a man sow, that will he also reap. And we reap what we sow, and that's a law, but a good law. That's also a law that we can use to our advantage. When the Lord shares his knowledge with us, and we take time and hear him out, and then we share it with the right people. We share it God's way. The Lord, that opens the door for us to receive more knowledge. See, whatever we sow, we reap. If we give people good advice when they need it, then it opens the door for the Holy Spirit to give us good advice when we need it. But beyond that, the Lord has given us an open invitation to ask whatever we will. He said, if my word abide in you and you abide in me, you can ask whatever you will and it will be done to you. And when your eye is single, your whole body is also full of light. When you're looking unto the Lord, the author and finisher of your faith, you're a candidate for receiving the knowledge of God. When you draw near to the Lord, he'll draw near to you. And when we look unto the Lord to do his will with good intentions, our whole body is full of light and we can see not only good opportunities, we'll have the vision it takes for life. We'll have clues to what is true. And we'll be blessed in every way a man can imagine. Many blessings are tied to the way your outlook on life. And your outlook on life changes and grows as you grow in the Lord. Whenever we're looking unto him, especially in troubled times, you can have troubles that could normally disappoint you. But when you look into the Lord, you'll see how to handle the trouble. And when others are involved, I found the influence of other people to be great. And I never underestimate it. I generally do well when the Lord tells me something and I keep it to myself and do it. It works out. But whenever I tell other people about what God is doing, if they don't have the faith for it, they try to discourage you from doing what you're supposed to do. And people are so self-willed and they think they're right in their mind. They think they're helping. And sometimes people are wise and they'll give you wise counsel and they believe in what you're doing. And people that believe in what you're doing, they give you the best advice. And people that look up to you, they're counting on you. And you've had a good, strong track record in the past. And because they believe in you, they'll follow you. They'll do what you're doing. That can be good and bad. So the more we see God, the more people's going to trust us. That means we really need to be doing what we should be doing and never betray the trust of others. But looking unto Jesus, that gives us the opportunity to see. There's light. When there's light, you can see things for what they are. And it's easier to avoid problems. And if your whole body's full of light, that means your heart is soft and good. Your heart is like the good ground we've been talking about. And you're more receptive to the Word of God. You're in a heightened state of trust towards the Lord. And the Lord can work with you better and easier. And whenever he gives you his wisdom, you're thankful and you operate in it. And whatever he shares with you, you learn from it, you use it in life, and you benefit from it. See, just because we learn something, that doesn't mean we'll benefit from it. We benefit from it only when we act on it. When we speak it, and then we act on it. If you're speaking it, you're less likely to give up on it. And when you begin acting on it, other people will see what you're doing. Whatever it is, they'll see you doing whatever you're doing, or not doing something that God gave you wisdom against. And they're going to always wonder, why are you doing it this way, or not doing it the way we expected you to? And when people see things that's peculiar, they pay a little more attention. See, as a man or a woman of God operating according to the Word of God, it causes you to be very peculiar in the eyes of others. So people watch your life closer than you think. They watch us closer than we realize, because the things that we're doing is very peculiar to us. And the way we handle things, the way we judge things, the way we grow and develop, it's not just peculiar, it's also good. And sometimes it's just wonderful and fantastic. But the process is not. The process that the road that we walk is not always up to the expectations of others. It's really beyond their expectations. And people like to understand what they're looking at. They like to be in the loop. They think they're right. Most people think they're right in their way. And destroying deceptions can be very difficult. But it takes light to do it. So if your whole body is full of light, your operations will be full of light. Your judgments, your actions, your kindness, it'll be full of light as well. Everything you do will be word-based, full of light. And it'll help people see what's true so that they can choose to do the same thing. They will have benefited from seeing wisdom. Or they will reject it. You have to do something with light. When light appears, everything is spot on. You can see everything for what it is. The darkness, people that love darkness, they try to find a place to hide. They feel very uncomfortable when the truth of God is about. The light that I'm talking about is actually the truth of God's word. It enables you to see things, concepts of truth. They enable you to do greater and greater. They enable you to operate wiser, even ahead of the world. And it takes you far beyond mere men and mere women. The judgment of God is just great and wonderful. And also, the light of God's word helps you receive greater revelation. There'll be parts of God's word that's new to you, and you'll be able to distinguish things in a greater way. The word of God will be less of a puzzle and more of a relationship, you can see yourself being blessed. The Word of God contributes to our lives. And we build. And we build. And we grow. And we build. And then the opportunities that most people overlook, we utilize them. Now, let's say a person finished high school. Let's even say they barely finished high school. They didn't make the best grades. They're not college candidates. They got a regular job. And they work that job. And they learn to work as under God. All right. They have a job most people can do. All work is necessary. Some pays more, some pays less. Let's say they have a full-time job, but they don't have the best full-time job. But with a strong work ethic, there are greater opportunities that come their way all the time. Let's just say, as they endeavor to grow and operate in God's principles, they learn more and more. And they're receiving the highest form of an education. See, faith is the highest form of education. And it can open, if you can believe God, you can learn anything. And then the Lord gives us golden opportunities every day. A man may work a job, he may not make enough to live the lifestyle he desires or buy the things he really wants. But he prays and asks the Lord to make the difference. All right? The Lord will show him opportunities that he has. And whatever skill he has, the Lord will show him how to make money with it. These are the things that can happen if a person has strong character. When people are looking for people to help them, they may have a business and they desire somebody to clean it, or whatever the skill set is that you have. It's not only people who are trained professionally. People are also looking for people that they can trust. And you build rapport with people when you go to church, do what's right, you never steal. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes people bait you. They'll see if you're a thief or not. They might put an extra $20 in the register or where you can see it, see what kind of person you are. But if you're operating according to the light of God's word, then you're not a thief and you don't want to be a thief. Just using it for an example. And then you're responsible and you desire to be even more responsible. These are the things that open doors for you. Now, over time, this is your normal activity. This is your normal influence. This is your normal way of life. These are your suggestions to work as under God, to be a person that completes what they begin. You're already outstanding. Because most people are not like that. And I know for a fact, people will pull you to the side and if they're having a get together at their house and they need somebody to come and do the yard work, just using this for an example, this can also mean anything. Whatever it is you do, people desire people that are trustworthy, reliable, and dependable. That goes a long way. And these are the fruits of the Spirit. In action. The fruits of the Spirit in action can cause you to be a very outstanding businessman. And opportunities will be there available for you. And the man that works next to you or the woman that works next to you, they may be good at what they do, but they'll never ask them because they don't trust them like they trust you. So they can't have the opportunities you can. Also, assets. Sometimes you own things that are valuable, and the Lord can link you to somebody that will pay you top dollar for it. A friend of mine had a 39 Plymouth in his yard for years, and I told him how to sell it. I said, you'll get top money for that car. People are looking for that. I said, take out an ad in Hemmings Motor News and you'll get top dollar for it. But he didn't do it. He traded it in on a car of much lesser value. It even had a motor and transmission in it. But when people are hard-headed, they don't prosper like people who are soft-hearted. And they can't. You have to be able to listen. And sometimes the only reason you can't prosper right is because you won't listen. Not you, I'm just saying in general, people. Sometimes the only reason the opportunities they're wasted because you have to listen. And the main thing we have to listen to is the teachings of Jesus Christ. All right, we know that the Word became flesh and dwelt among men. And I looked at it this way years ago. What did the Word come and teach when he came? Now, the Word we're talking about is Jesus Christ. And when he came, he taught the Sermon on the Mount, which includes the Beatitudes. He taught many parables. So when I first got saved, I filled my heart with the parables, with all the parables and all of the Sermon on the Mount. And I know for a fact that some of it was in different dispensations. I would do whatever he said to do. I never cut my limb off, but I just didn't steal. But I took what Jesus said, I took it to heart. He said, if your hand offend you, it's better to saw it off. If your eye offend you and you won't stop lusting after things or people, it's best to pluck it out and not miss heaven. That means that if you lust after people or if you steal or if you do things you shouldn't do, you can lose your whole body. You can lose your whole self to hell. God is after a sincere heart. A heart that wants to do the right thing. A person that loves life. Loves the trueness of life. The light of God's word. That's what God is after. And when that's in place, my friend, you can do anything. God wants us. He wants to be chosen, just like we said in the last broadcast. He wants us to see him and be just like him. He made us in his... If he didn't want us to be like him, he would not have made us in his image. He made us in his image. And he desires that we operate just like he does. And never like the world. Never like the world. And the Lord hates sin so much. Jesus became our high priest. And then he turned around and made us to be kings just like Jesus and priests just like Jesus. So we can pray and represent people to God, and we can represent God to people. We have a right to warn people. To do the ministry of reconciliation. Everybody is supposed to help reconcile people back to God. Now, some people are contrary and they're not going. The Lord will give you wisdom for contrary people, whether you can help them or not. But nevertheless, he loves them. And, you know, I say, Lord, you know, I have knowledge that can cause people to live forever. And I minister as often as I can. And sometimes you can sense that people don't want you to talk to them about God. And you know you want to help them. And we desire to help each other. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, help me not waste spiritual opportunities. When there's somebody that I can help, anybody, help me say what's necessary, that we be not like ships in the night. Help me to speak your word to people at times that I can make a difference. Help me say the right thing at the right time to those that I love. I don't, you know, unless the Lord showed me what to do, I don't really know all the time how to help people or whether I can help people or not, but I want to. The day is short. The Lord has to come back soon because he woke me up a week ago and said, my return is very soon, and tell my people to be ready for my return soon. He wants us to be ready, which means that some people can be caught off guard and miss heaven. If you miss the rapture, you got to go through the miserable tribulation. That's right. I don't want to see anybody go through the tribulation period. It's not for God's people. And the Lord our God will not break his word. He will leave those behind who love the world. He will spit out those who are lukewarm. Lukewarm people will not enter they walked out of the kingdom of God. That's what they chose to do. And he said, let's just look at it. Revelation chapter 3. The Lord is going to keep his word. Nothing's going to stop him from keeping his word. This is where people need to fear God. You know, a lot of lies have been taught in place of the fear of the Lord. And when people stop fearing God, they start drifting and doing things that cause problems. Now, this is the church of the Laodiceans. Jesus, he always made things plain. And in this, he's not talking to people who truly love him and his ways and his word and others. The way we love and treat people is identical to how we love and treat God. Some people will love people with a feigned love or otherwise fake love. You know, Peter calls us to, in chapter 1 Peter 2, he talked about the unfeigned love of the brothers. That's deep, sincere, true love. I really love you, and I will do anything I can to help you see who God is. I will help you because I love you. If you have a crisis, even if you cross me, I'm going to try to help you. That's what love does. Now, Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 says, and unto the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. Now that's old English talking. That's how he talked in old English. In modern times he say, I desire that you were either cold or hot. Or I wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Jesus gave us something we could identify with. If we're eating pecans and one of them is bitter, we spit it out of our mouth. We spit all of it out of our mouth. We don't want to taste something bitter as a bad pecan. And God doesn't want to, he's not going to let impurities in the kingdom of God. People who do the things of the world, their actions, their insight, their judgment, what is in their heart will spread like a cancer in seed form. If you think that people will treat people right in heaven and they won't treat people right on earth, when they see heaven, they'll be different. That's not true. You'll be just like you are now. You'll develop the same evil attitudes if you don't deal with it. So if people don't deal with things that are wrong and corrupted, they just not going to get to go. Even if they were there, that doesn't mean they'd act right. You decide to act right of your own accord. And if you can do it in this world, you can do it in the next world. And you will see the blessings of it. You'll be just like what I described earlier. Your intentions will be pure. If your eyes be single, your whole body will be full of light. If you can take God at his word now, in a world where the devil is, in a world where other people are corrupt, if you have the love of God in you, and you walk out of that mess, and you can thrive in God's word right now, or even or even just surviving God's word right now. You'll do the same thing in glory. When you see the glory of God, you're going to desire more and more. See, people think, religion says, well, you know, everybody's going. It's not like that. It's like what Jesus said. Let me look at verse 14 again. He said, verse 14 in chapter 3, he said, "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God." Jesus Christ is the beginning of the creation of God. He's the Word of God. He's the heart of God. He's the heart of God. He's the Word of God that became flesh. He is God. He's a part of Him, an extension. "I know thy works that thou were neither. I know your works that they were neither cold nor hot. And I desire that you were cold or hot, bad or good, Christ-like or satanic." God meant it when he made us in his image. He wanted us to be like him. Cold represents worldly, satanic. Hot represents godly, Christ-like. Having the mind of Christ, the heart of Christ. Living by the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He said, "Because you say, I am rich and increased with goods, and I have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked." See, people who put trust in their riches, you know, that's the trouble with money. People have a different attitude when they're rich and or successful. Anything that takes your eyes off the Lord can change you. There is an influence. The enemy can influence successful people differently than he can people who are poor. And when people think that when they're looking at their riches, they're looking at that. They're looking at their treasure for strength. And you can't do that. You've got to, no matter how much money you have in all of your accounts and what you have on this planet at your will, we need to look to God always. Money's just, you know, that's just a blessing. But we shouldn't ever let it become a curse. It'll never be a curse if we don't trust it. If we keep our foundational trust in the Lord and not the riches of this world and not our strength, not our beauty, like Satan looked at his how beautiful he was and how wise he was. And he wanted to be over everything. And that's a worldly view. That's satanic. But the heart of God is you love people so much, you love them, and you want to be a blessing for them. Jesus gave them an example by washing their feet. Even though he was a king, he washed their feet. They never heard of a king washing somebody's feet. Kings didn't even have to bathe their own children, and they weren't expected to. They might hold them, but they were usually looked high. People would look high on them. They put them on a pedestal. They throw rose petals in their path. We honor God by living the life of God. We honor God. If you love God and if you worship Him, you'll treat your brother with kindness, with love, with respect. And you'll honor man, and you'll be a blessing to them. You'll be kind towards them. You'll warn them when they're wrong. Help them when they need you. You'll be reliable towards them. And you won't slander them. And then when you go in God's presence and worship Him, then your worship is real. But if I go and worship God, and I go to work and slander my boss, cuss people out, get mad at people and spread rumors, then I don't care nothing about God either. The way we love man is the way we love God, and it can never be separated. So the people that do you wrong, our first thought should be redemption. How can we help them do better? What can I do to encourage them beyond this point in their life? That's the heart of God. That's being on fire for God. He said, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness do not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Men look up to people that are rich and wealthy, and a man can have $1 billion and still be poor in God's eyes. That's what he's saying. He said, I counsel you to buy me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich. He still loves us. He's still after our best interest. Even though these people in Laodicea, which represents the age of our time, they're still contrary. But Jesus still loves us. He's extending his hand to them. He said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come to him and will sup with him, and he with me.